There isn't really a lecture going on in Purdue's newest lecture hall. No frantic scribbling of notes, no laptops. But there are 24 small whiteboards and 100 students sitting in groups of 4 or 5 using them to work out a problem together. It's just another day in engineering class for junior Neil Kumar.
Most of the time it's like discussion-based.
Kumar didn't know it when he signed up, but all the group work is part of an effort to breathe new life into Purdue's courses. Believing students are falling behind in classic lecture settings, university officials launched the Impact Program this year. It's a redesign of 10 first or second year courses to make them more interactive, more student-driven.
We have a very action-packed day.
Engineering Professor Larry Nyes is leading the class today. After imitating the impact model in his own class, he says he's seen his students do better and learn more. Not that it's been easy for Nyes or his students.
They're still of the mindset that they would really prefer that I just tell them all the right answers in a lecture format. So it's, you know, very much them being passive and me being active. So in this kind of environment, you're basically saying, no, we're not going to do that.
But isn't college all about like trying to take information that often in life is presented to you in a passive way and then it's learning to assimilate it in a, you know, in an active way on your own?
No, because what we're supposed to be teaching students in college is how to think and solve problems. And what you're describing is just filing facts into your brain.
The stakes for getting students more engaged are high for Purdue. The university's 4-year graduation rate is one of the lowest in the Big Ten, 42%, and part of the school's state funding is tied to the graduation rate, meaning administrators are looking for ways to improve.
Today, our state legislators, our parents, they don't want the students dropping out.
Marn Helgeson runs the Center for Instructional Excellence at Purdue, which is overseeing the Impact Program. Helgeson says most students are prepared for college, but she says schools need to do more to help those who aren't as well prepared from falling behind.
There's a whole group of students that fill that bottom half of the grading scheme that they just can't be learning much.
Helgeson says it's those students who are most likely to drop out and most likely to hurt Purdue's graduation rate. But Commissioner for Higher Education Teresa Lubbers says Purdue's on the right track with the Impact Program, saying it fits the state's vision of a more student-centric university system.
We're serving a larger portion of the population going to college. We needed to make sure that students are not only going to college and often borrowing money to do so, but that they're exiting college with a credential that benefits them and benefits the state as well.
Purdue isn't the only Indiana school giving its curriculum a second look. The state's 2-year colleges are looking at revamping their remediation courses using some of the same principles as Purdue. Professor Larry Nyes says he sees why. In an interactive setting, students aren't just cramming for tests.
If you make them fight through it and discover the answer, they're going to remember it.
The next step for Nyes, the final exam. When he finally sees those tests, that's when he says he'll know whether the changes worked. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.